This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 11th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 3. It says there, "So she departed and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech." End of quote. The book of Ruth in the Bible is one of the amazing books that illustrate the providence of God in our personal life. Ruth professed her faith in the Lord God of Israel, though she was a foreigner to the covenant promises of God. After a series of tragedies and negative things happened in her life, Ruth could have sat home wishing for good things to happen. However, when she and Naomi reached Bethlehem, Ruth sought the approval of Naomi to go to a field and glean ears of grain for food instead of starving to death. She believed in her heart and she activated her faith in the Lord. And when Naomi, her mother-in-law, gave her permission, she went out and looked around for a field to glean. During the harvest time, Bethlehem had plenty of fields available for her to glean. She did not know which field she should go. Bible records she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz. The original language says she happened to come to the portion of Boaz's field. In other words, upon her action and faith, God sovereignly guided her feet to come to the field of Boaz, although there were numerous fields available there for her to glean. You see, it was not a luck. It was not chance. It was not fate. It was the providence of God in her life. God was behind it all. Her one right action resulted in long-standing benefits. She was not afraid. She was not doubtful. She moved with action by faith in the Lord. You see, she became the great-great-grandmother of the promised seed, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. Obed was born to Ruth and Boaz later. Jesse was born to Obed, and David was born to Jesse, and in whose line Jesus, the Savior of the whole world, born. Beloved, you don't need to be powerful, confident, and even perfect to exercise your faith in the Lord and make a move toward the Lord. You can make a move or action by faith even when you feel weak and imperfect. You see, you do the right thing in spite of your weakness, fears, and confusion. Put your faith and trust in the Lord and do the right thing. God comes along and guides you supernaturally to accomplish things out of your life. In other words, you cannot sit in your couch hoping and wishing God would do things for you automatically. If you want a job, what do? You need to prepare the best resume you possibly can. Go and visit those who hire you, right? You need to look for somebody who hires you. If you are sick, you need to see a doctor and get medical help. If you are a student, you need to study hard. If you are an employee, give your best work. If you need certain things, you pray to the Lord and then go and seek for it. Jesus said, ask, seek, and knock. First you ask in prayer. After praying, you start seeking and then knocking the doors. This is how typically the economy of God works for you. Beloved, this fact is true about your spiritual growth as well. You see, you need to make your best effort to grow in the Lord. Your salvation is God's gift. God saves you and grants you eternal life when you repent of your sins and accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord. And that is called justification in the Bible. At the time of your professed faith in Jesus Christ, God declares you justified forever. He cleanses and purifies you by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. It is a one-time declaration of the heavenly court that you are justified and reconciled with the Holy God. You are saved. You are cleansed from all impurities and uncleanness. You are forgiven and you are granted eternal life in heaven. However, listen, your spiritual growth is called sanctification, which means you are being sanctified or made more and more holy in your behaviors and characters. Sanctification takes time and effort. It means you are going to look more and more like Jesus in grace and in love. You become less critical and more gracious and loving like Jesus was. You become more forgiving instead of keeping an unforgiving attitude. You consider others are more important than yourself. You think more and more about spiritual matters, heavenly things, and less about material, fleshly and worldly things. To this happen, you need to make all efforts for your spiritual growth. When you do, the Holy Spirit of God, who indwells in you, enables and equips you to become more like Jesus. Sadly, listen, there are many believers who still live in carnal nature even after many years of their salvation. They are still fleshly and carnal. This is simply because they did not cooperate with the indwelling Holy Spirit and make all efforts to grow spiritually. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus died for my sins and rose again. I need Jesus in my life. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. I know when I am justified by Your grace. Because I believed in Your Son, Jesus, You expect me to grow spiritually. I know You expect me to grow spiritually more, to become like Jesus in love and grace. Sanctify me, Lord, with Your Holy Spirit and the Word of God. I surrender my life to You and for Your plans. Help me to take baby steps of faith and trust in You. And as I lean on You and take steps in my faith, transform me to the image of Your Son, Jesus Christ, and glorify Your name in and through me. I pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.